The shifting tides of international trade and climate volatility have presented serious challenges to Rio Tinto's BC Works operation, but General Manager Simon Pascoe says the smelter remains firmly committed to Kitimat and the surrounding region, both as an economic driver and a long-term community partner. "One of the things I can share with confidence is our fundamental strength and how well-positioned we are at BC Works," Pascoe said during the Kitimat Chamber of Commerce annual general meeting on April 10. Speaking to local business leaders, Pascoe said the company has spent recent months navigating complex international conditions, particularly sudden shifts in U.S. aluminum tariff policy. "The pace and unpredictability of these developments," he explained, "have required BC Works to remain agile while relying on the strength of its global network." He said the company has been closely monitoring the evolving landscape since February and continues to work with governments and stakeholders in both Canada and the United States to pursue constructive outcomes. "This," he added, "is supported by a highly experienced global team capable of responding quickly to various trade scenarios." While acknowledging frequent questions about expanding its customer base, Pascoe said diversification is something BC Works has been evaluating, though it remains a longer-term goal. In the meantime, the smelter's certified aluminum, produced using renewable hydropower from Kamano, continues to be a strong and competitive product on the global market. "Climate risks," he said, "have been just as critical as market conditions. Last year's record drought pushed the Nechaco Reservoir to historic lows, threatening power generation at Kamano and the overall stability of smelting operations." Pascoe described the company's access to low-cost hydropower as one of its key competitive advantages. "We can't operate without power, and we can't produce power without water," he said. That reliance has led BC Works to focus closely on reservoir management. Pascoe said the company is continuing to balance operational needs with ecological concerns, guided in part by the Water Engagement Initiative. Since 2017, the initiative has brought together more than 40 organizations, including First Nations, to address long-term planning in the Nechaco watershed. "This community engagement has been an integral part of how we came up with a balanced approach to make sure we could protect the reservoir for the long term while also maintaining enough production to meet our targets," he said. "Recent rainfall helped ease some of the pressure. The reservoir," Pascoe said, "saw an unusual increase in depth during the autumn months, normally a period of seasonal decline. This has placed BC Works in a more stable position heading into 2025. Though future planning remains cautious." Infrastructure and sustainability upgrades were another focus of BC Works operations in 2024, aimed at improving efficiency, ensuring long-term stability, and supporting the smelter's environmental goals. Among the most significant projects was a $24 million replacement of the bath mill, a critical component in the recycling of spent materials used in aluminum production. The complex upgrade, completed ahead of schedule, improved operational reliability while reducing maintenance needs. Work also continued on overhauling the alumina conveyor system, with foundation work and new structural supports underway to improve material handling and reduce energy consumption. Pascoe said the improvements will enhance worker safety and operational performance when the system comes online in 2025. In tandem with industrial upgrades, BC Works also carried out key maintenance at the Kenny Dam and Skins Lake Spillway, vital structures that regulate water flow from the Nechaco Reservoir and supply hydroelectric power to the smelter. These works included underwater inspections, structural resurfacing, and reinforcements to extend the lifespan of critical infrastructure. "These capital investments," Pascoe noted, "not only support Rio Tinto's commitment to operational excellence but also form part of a broader strategy to secure the long-term sustainability of BC Works in Kitimat." Labor stability is also on the horizon. With the current collective agreement set to expire in July, Pascoe acknowledged the significance of the upcoming negotiations. He referred to the 2021 disruption, which affected both operations and the broader community, and expressed optimism about a smoother process this time. "This year we are striving to ensure that our negotiations are uneventful and go smoothly," he said. We're looking forward to an open and transparent negotiations process with the union, cultivating a one-team approach for the long-term prosperity of BC Works and Kitimat. BC Works' broader impact was outlined in the 2024 Communities and Social Performance Report, which showed more than $490 million contributed to British Columbia's economy last year through wages, procurement, and taxes. Of that, $240 million was spent across the provincial supply chain, including $77 million in Northwest BC and $11 million with Indigenous-affiliated suppliers. The company also invested $1.9 million in community initiatives, supporting programs in education, sustainability, and social equity. Pasco said this shift toward long-term strategic partnerships is already making a difference. Recently, Rio Tinto made the decision to change how it invests in the communities, to move toward strategic partnerships and support initiatives that will have long-lasting benefits. Our local team has surpassed every milestone in making sure our investments follow this new direction. He added that the operation's economic role extends beyond direct employment. Chances are good that everyone in this room knows someone who works or has worked with us, either as a direct employee or as a contract partner, he said. Our local and Indigenous procurement portal gives us even more ways to connect with potential contract partners, letting us build on the relationships we have with locally owned businesses. Pasco closed with a call for collective resilience. The real power, the real strength in an organization like this one, is the way you lift each other up, share ideas, celebrate successes, and troubleshoot challenges together, he said.